Hello everybody, this is Dino Mahoney welcoming you to Songbirds, a programme for students that helps you to boost your English language skills through listening to drama. And today's drama is a really good one. It's the final episode, part 7 of Brother, Sister, Sister, Brother. Regular listeners will know that this is really the story of Chris and Michelle. And Chris really wants to have a successful date with Michelle. And this is his last chance. Will he do it? Listen now and find out as we go over to the final episode, part 7 of Brother, Sister, Sister, Brother.
Oh, my love, my darling, I've hungered for your touch. A long, lonely time.
Hey, Chris, how was your date with Michelle last night?
Don't ask.
Why? What happened?
It all went wrong.
Phone her.
Christine, will you phone her for me? Please?
Hello?
Michelle, it's me, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Michelle, you know, I really like being with you. It feels so natural, so right. I'm sorry about last night. I'd had a bad day at school, but I really want to make it up to you.
You know, Chris, last night you were like a stranger. At one point I even thought, is this the same Chris I went out with on Saturday?
Can we forget last night ever happened and start again?
Okay, Chris, let's give it another try.
Wow, Christine, you're so good. Thank you. You're the best sister a boy ever had.
Now, when you see Michelle tonight, be soft. Listen to what she has to say. Think of what will please her. And don't worry about holding hands or kissing. If it's going to happen, it will. Don't force it. Just relax and be yourself.
I'll try.
Chris, hi. Sorry I'm a bit late.
It's okay. I don't mind.
So, no action heroes tonight?
Michelle, sorry about last night.
I'm glad you phoned this morning, Chris. I was feeling really down.
Michelle, you look very pretty.
Do I?
You know, when you first came to live on the estate, when I first saw you, I don't know. It was like everything else. The buildings, the other people, everything disappeared, except you.
I noticed you looking at me.
Did you?
And I thought you might speak to me.
Really?
But you seemed so shy. One day I saw you with a friend of yours.
It must have been Mark.
And as I walked by, he said hello.
That's right.
I wanted you to say hello, but your friend did. I looked at you, but you just looked away. So I walked on.
I wanted to say something, but I didn't.
I thought you were funny, but I was a bit worried that you were...
What?
Well, a bit odd too. I nearly didn't show up that first Saturday.
Really?
But then, that first night out together, you were so lovely, so sensitive, such fun to talk to.
Yeah.
But after last night, I began to worry again. How could the same person be so different?
I'm going to do my best. I really am, Michelle.
So, shall we skip the movie tonight?
Shall we catch the minibus to Star Ferry? Then we could get off and go for a walk along the waterfront. What do you think?
Sounds wonderful. I love the view across the harbour at night. All the lights on Hong Kong Island sparkling like diamonds.
I haven't walked along here for a long time. I think my mum and dad brought my sister and me here when we were little.
Tell me about your sister.
Her name's Christine.
Chris and Christine. Your names are very similar.
We're twins.
Twins? Really? Do you look like each other?
Yes, we do. Once when we were little, my mum dressed my sister up as me, and my aunt really thought she was me.
How funny.
That's why my parents called us Chris and Christine. Because we were born so close together, they thought our names should be almost the same.
Chris and Christine. That's sweet. Can I meet Christine one day?
Yes, of course. I think you'd like her.
Do you?
Oh yes, you'd get on very well, for sure. 100% sure.
That's good. It would be nice to find a new friend.
Michelle, can I hold your hand?
You don't have to ask, Chris.
Sorry, my hand is a bit shaky.
Okay, let me see. Hold out your hand flat. People will think I'm one of those fortune tellers who walk up and down the waterfront here.
Can you read people's fortunes in people's hands?
I can try. Let's see. I think this one's your lifeline. Quite long. You're lucky. I think you're going to have a long life.
That's a relief. Anything else?
Where's the love line? I think it's this one.
What does it say? Well?
Okay. There's a pretty girl who lives in the sky above your head.
You mean like a goddess?
Something like that. Anyway, if you light some sandalwood incense, the smoke will rise and the girl will smell it, and she'll come down from the sky, meet the boy, and they will live happily ever after.
Whoa! Quick! I better buy some incense.
I don't think you need to.
Why not? I want to meet that pretty girl who lives in the sky above me.
You already have. She's sitting right in front of you.
Ah, I see. So you're the girl from the sky.
Well, the 22nd floor is quite close to the sky, don't you think? And it is above the 16th floor, where the boy lives.
So that saved me some money.
Why?
Well, now I don't have to buy any incense to bring her down. Now look at my hand again.
You know, fortune tellers usually charge about $200.
I'll pay for dinner, okay?
An expensive dinner?
Well, not too cheap.
I agree. So, let's see your hand. What else would you like to know?
Back to the love line.
This one. Okay. What else would you like to know?
The boy who meets the goddess from the sky.
Yes, what about him?
Will the goddess let him kiss her?
That's a difficult question.
Is it?
Yes, you see, the line goes to the left here, which means she won't let him kiss her. Or it may even mean he doesn't want to kiss her. But wait a minute. The line goes to the right here, which means he does want to kiss her, and she wants to kiss him too.
So what's the answer? Will the goddess let the boy kiss her?
The answer is, the boy will have to find out for himself.
But I thought my future was all here, in the palm of my hand.
Some people think so, but other people think their future is in their hearts, not in their hands.
So the boy has to find out for himself?
Yes, he does.
So maybe he should try?
Maybe he should, but only if he wants to.
He wants to, but he's afraid. So the boy should be brave and do something like this?
Yes, the boy has done the right thing. The girl,
the goddess,
has become mortal, and she can never go back to the sky. Put your arm around me, Chris. That feels nice. It's so beautiful here. I feel like Arwen.
Who?
Arwen, you know, in The Return of the King.
Oh.
We saw it together, remember?
Yes.
That scene we both loved when Arwen becomes mortal so she can marry Aragorn? You cried, remember? We both did.
Michelle.
Yes?
There's something... No, it doesn't matter.
What, Chris? What is it?
No, it's nothing.
You wanted to tell me something.
Yes, but...
But what?
I don't want to spoil anything.
What is it, Chris? Tell me. You've just made me so happy. I was floating in the air. Don't scare me.
It's nothing.
You have to tell me, Chris. I know there's something. Please, tell me what it is. I know. There's another girl. You've got another girlfriend.
No, I haven't, Michelle. I don't want anyone but you. You're the best. You're everything.
Oh, Chris. Thank you. Can you tell me what it is you were going to say?
I'm not sure.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
I don't know what you'd say.
Is it something about me?
Yes, it is.
And you?
Sort of. Yes.
What do you mean, sort of?
Well, yes, it is.
Tell me if you want, Chris. I won't mind.
If I tell you, you promise not to be angry.
Do you think I will be angry?
No, I don't know.
Give me a hand again. Let me see. This line is the truth line. If it's straight, that means you're honest. Well, it looks pretty straight to me.
I hate telling lies.
So is this about some sort of lie?
Not a bad lie.
Little lie.
I only did it...
Did what?
I don't know if I should tell you. Look, Michelle. I know this sounds crazy, but do you mind if I leave you here for a few minutes while I make a telephone call? It's about this thing. I won't be long. I'll just go over there and call someone on my mobile phone.
This is so mysterious. What's it all about?
Let me make the call, then maybe I can tell you.
Okay, go ahead.
I won't be long.
Hello?
Hi, it's me.
Oh, I thought it might be Mum or Dad. Anyway, why are you ringing me? I thought you were on a date with Michelle.
Didn't she turn up?
No, I'm here with her now. Well, not right here. We're by the harbour in front of the cultural centre.
How are you and Michelle getting on?
Really well. It's great.
Good.
Christine, how would you feel if...
If what?
If I told Michelle the truth. I mean, if I told her that our first date was actually you, dressed up as me.
Do you have to tell her?
I think I do. I want to.
This is quite embarrassing for me, you know.
Don't you want me to tell her then?
Oh, Chris. The things I do for you. Okay, if you really think you need to tell her, go ahead and tell her. But I don't know what I'll do the next time I see her.
Thanks, Christine. You're the best sister a boy could ever have.
Just never ask me to do anything like that again.
I won't. We're getting along really well. Really, really well.
Okay. Now get off the phone. Mum is supposed to be ringing about now, and I don't want the phone to be engaged.
Okay, before you go, do you think, if everything's okay, you can meet up with Michelle? I mean, all three of us.
Okay. Better than bumping into her in the lift.
Thanks, sis. Bye.
So, Chris, have you made your phone call?
Yeah.
And? Chris, please, don't keep me in suspense any longer.
Okay. Remember last Saturday when you went to see Lord of the Rings?
With you, yes.
Well, it wasn't with me.
What are you talking about? Of course it was.
It wasn't. You went to see Lord of the Rings with my sister.
Your sister? But I went with a boy.
She was wearing my clothes. She put on one of my old t-shirts, a really small one, and she wore one of those loose sweatshirts on top, and she also wore my sports cap.
Oh my God, Chris, you're joking. Tell me you're joking.
You see, I had a really bad cold that day. It just suddenly hit me. I was coughing and sneezing. I felt terrible.
So why didn't you phone me?
I didn't have your number, remember?
Oh yes, that's true. But couldn't your sister have met me and told me you were ill?
I didn't want to let you down. It took me ages to pluck up enough courage to ask you out.
So you got your sister, Christine, right?
Yes.
You got Christine to dress up as you?
Yep.
So Christine became Chris.
I'm sorry, Michelle. I just didn't want to let you down.
That's why. That's why she didn't... And the sports cap. That's why she never took it off. And that's why she cried in the film. And that's why she knew the recipe for mango pudding. And my friend Serena thought you were... Oh my God, Chris. That is so funny. I haven't laughed so much in...
So you don't mind?
I'd love to meet your sister. I mean, as your sister, she's such a nice character. She must love you very much.
That's who I spoke to on the phone just then. She said it was okay to tell you. And she said she'd like to meet you sometime.
I get along really well with your sister.
I know, she told me.
But there was something missing. Something... Well, she wasn't quite you. Almost, but not quite.
I'm really glad I've told you.
I'm really glad you have too. I can't wait to tell Serena. But you nearly blew it, Chris. That second date we had was horrible.
I know, I was nervous. I knew I was doing everything wrong, but I couldn't stop myself. But now, well, I think I've learned something.
Oh, Chris, what a lucky girl I am. In only a week, I found myself a boyfriend and a friend.
And what a lucky boy I am. My goddess has come down from the sky.
Time goes by so slowly. And time can do so much. Are you still mine?
Oh, a happy ending. Isn't that wonderful? So Michelle and Chris now, happily girlfriend and boyfriend. And Michelle saying, as well as having a nice boyfriend, I've also got a new friend in my boyfriend's sister, Christine. So Chris and Christine... Her boyfriend and a new friend. Nice happy ending. Time now to focus on some of the language we heard in today's Songbirds drama episode. To read someone's palm. Well, the palm is the side of your hand. If you hold your hand upwards and you look at all the lines on your hand, can you do that now? And some people can read those lines, and we heard Michelle pretending to be a fortune teller when she was sitting with Chris in Chimsa Choi by the waterfront. So to read a fortune is to look into somebody's future to say what is going to happen to them. And we heard words like love line and truth line. These are the lines on your hand that the fortune teller will read. And the second thing we're going to focus on is the word incense. Incense is a stick, a long stick, and if you light it with a match or a lighter, it starts to burn and this smoke will rise up and give a beautiful scent. You will often find these incense sticks in the temples. And we heard Michelle talking about lighting incense to rise up so that the goddess that lived above him would smell it and give him favour. Incense. Today's Songbirds drama episode was the final episode of Brother, Sister, Sister, Brother. So what better way to end the programme than to play you a song by perhaps one of the most famous 20th century brother, sister singing duos. Of course, I'm talking about the Carpenters. In one of their most famous songs, I'm sure you'll recognise it, Please, Mr. Postman.
Stop, whoa, yes, wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
And that was a song from perhaps one of the most famous brother-sister singing acts of the 20th century for popular music, the Carpenters, singing Please, Mr. Postman. But now it's time for me, Dino Mahoney, to say goodbye. And don't forget to join me next time for another edition of Songbirds.
Certain kind of light has never shone on me. I want my whole life to be live with you, live with you. There's a way, everybody say, do each and every little thing. But what good does it bring if I ain't got you?
If I ain't got you.
Yeah.
Thank you.